Earl Stewart on Cars. Heard Tuesday from 4 till 6 p.m. And here's Earl Stewart's automotive tip of the day on 900 a.m. The Talk of the Palm Beaches.
Good morning. This is Earl. That's Earl Stewart of Earl Stewart on Cars. You may have heard my name. You may have heard about the show. It's right here on 900 a.m. The Talk of the Palm Beaches every Tuesday from 4 to 6 p.m. A show all about cars. A two-hour show. It's recorded on Tuesdays from 4 to 6, replayed on Sundays. So if you miss one, you catch the other one. This isn't a show about 2 hours long. It's a show right now about 2 minutes long. It's a tip of the day. It's a little sideline I do with the regular show to give you a daily tip, making your life a little bit easier when you're buying or leasing a car, maybe maintaining or repairing a car. A little tip. We usually get pretty involved with our cars. We worry about them from a safety standpoint, reliability, and a lot of other things. So my tip of the day has to do with reliability. Most people buy cars based on, well, you could say they're sexy, you could say they're exciting. It's an emotional response. It's appearance. That's the reason most people buy cars. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. You got to live with your car. You're going to have it for 4, 5, 6 years, maybe even longer. But that's even more reason why you need to worry about safety and reliability. And there's one source of information out there that you just can't ignore. I mean, there are a lot of sexy, safe cars. There's also some very unsafe, sexy cars. So what you need to do is check with Consumer Reports. Now, Consumer Reports has no affiliation with anybody. They're a nonprofit organization, been around for many, many years. Don't take donations. They live on donations. They don't take anything from the car manufacturers or the car dealers. They own nothing. They have no dog in that fight. They're independent, very accurate. Consumer Reports. Check Consumer Reports either online or in the magazine for the safety and reliability information on the model that you want to buy. I mean, think about not just yourself, but your family. Anybody that's going to be riding in that car, and you get a list. There's another annual auto issue, which is fantastic, but every issue has information, and of course, you can check any car out at any time online. Don't buy a car until you know about the safety and reliability of that vehicle, and then pick the nicest one you can find and try to get a good price. That's my tip of the day. I'll be back every weekday about this time with another tip for you. Have a great day, and bye-bye.